At the funeral, Carla seemed to understand what was going on, but little Edward just couldn't grasp it.
Is Mommy asleep? Will she wake up?
Yes, Eddie, she's asleep in a way, he shrugged. It's sort of like sleeping, but she can't wake up from this sleep.
Go kiss her, Daddy. That'll make her wake up like in Sleeping Beauty.
He said it loud enough for everyone in the chapel to hear.
It was the saddest thing anyone had ever heard.
Edward's heart sank. Oh, how he wished it was true. Every day at the beach, little Eddie would ask a million questions, and Edward would do his best to try to make him understand, but only seemed to confuse him further with each of his answers. On the drive home, Carla, who had been very quiet, having not talked much since the funeral, finally spoke.
"Eddie, do you remember what happened to your goldfish?" she asked him.
"Yeah," he said sadly.
"They died. I fed them too much." "Do you remember what we did with them?"
"Sure, we buried them in the backyard under a big tree."
"Have you ever seen them again?"
"No way, I can't," he said with a puzzled look on his face.
"Why not?"
"'Cause they're dead."
"That's right. Do you still love them?"
"Yeah, sure, I guess."
"Do you think they still love you?"
He thought for a moment.
"Yeah, I guess they do."
"Well, that's the same thing that happened to Mommy. She died. But it's important to remember that even though she's not here anymore, she still loves you, and it's okay for you to still love her."
Eddie smiled and said,
"Oh."
He finally understood. Edward Sr. was stunned. He couldn't believe what had just come out of his little girl's mouth. For over 2 weeks, he'd stumbled and fumbled for the right words, but they never came. Now, in less than 3 minutes, his 11-year-old daughter had explained it simply and with compassion to her 7-year-old brother. Inside, he felt a strange wave of relief come over him, and he knew that things were going to be all right with his children.